How are you today?
I'm good. Yeah.
So we're here with Susan, and say your last name for me. Is it Cagle?
Cagle, yeah.
Susan Cagle. And you're new to the scene, but not really if you hang out in New York City. Is that true?
Totally true. I've been playing for ages. You know, kind of all over the world, especially in New York City, growing up as a young girl, playing in the subway and the streets with my family. And I guess in 2001 I started, I left my family, like it was a whole family band that I was part of. So I went off on my own and started playing as a solo artist and just started really trying to get into, you know, being professional with music.
And, it kind of, what took you, I don't want to say so long to sign and all, but what took you so long to kind of go for it?
Well,
if you will.
Honestly, it is kind of complicated. I mean, I grew up, my parents were part of a cult, and so I was kind of born into that. And one of their mentalities that they have is to stay separate from everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, like to just be, you know, that it's bad to get signed, you have to do everything yourself, be independent. So I was basically brainwashed with that mentality when I left on my own. So I still had this mentality like, okay, I have to do everything myself. It would be a bad idea to tried to do it professionally, you know, like, I still had this mentality of, like, staying on the outskirts of, you know, doing everything independently. So I recorded my own CD, I sold my own album, which I sold, like, quite a few copies, like, about around 30,000 copies.
Very nice
all
work.
On my own, and I was just struggling and, like, really working hard. And then, like, you know, a couple years ago, I was like, I realized that I was basically, you know, following the doctrines of my parents, even though I left that, but I still had all these like remnants of that mindset. So I was like, my God, this is absolutely ridiculous. I should just get signed. That would be the best thing for me. So that's when I decided that, okay, I want to get signed. I want to do this professionally. And then from then on, it was like a matter of months until I was approached by a lot of people playing in the subway, from record companies, management companies, agents, this and that, people that really wanted to work with me, but I always turned them down or I didn't really call them back because I still wasn't really sure about the whole thing. So once I made the decision, everything just really happened so quickly from there. And I only regret not doing it sooner, but, you know, everybody learns their lessons and, you know, comes to things in their own time.
Absolutely. That is true for everything. And now you're just a young woman still. I don't want to ask your age, but you're young.
Yeah.
You know, so you have plenty of time. I think you picked a great venue to find leads or to have those leads find you.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I love about the subway is that it's an instant audience. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's just a great way to be out there. And that's, you know, a hard thing for a lot of up-and-coming artists is to, like, you know, where to play, how to get people to see you. And that's the great thing about the subway is that you can go there and play anytime, and there's literally thousands of people passing by from all walks of life.
And you don't have to rent a spot, right? You can just set up and go.
Exactly.
Nice.
That's the good thing about it.
That is good. And New York City might, if they're listening, they might try to figure out a way to tax you, though.
Yeah.
You know, any way to take our money. Hey,
that's true.
The subway recordings, I have to say, this is how I bumped into you. Our radio station here, WHUS, we got a copy, and I chose it to do a review so others would know what it's about. And my God, I instantly fell in love with that album.
Thank you.
It's it shows your experience, I think, that your life took you through very well from the song, you know, from song to song.
Mm-hmm.
Really dig it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, it was a lot of fun to record, and I'm really glad that I chose to do this because it's basically capturing everything that I've been doing for, you know, growing up and up until I got signed. And now it's time for me to, you know, I'm in the studio right now recording the studio album that's going to be coming out soon. But, you know, I'm glad I have this, like, documentation of everything that's been going on in my life. It's kind of like a snapshot in time, I think.
Yeah, I agree. The website's very interesting as well, folks. Now let's tell them what your website is.
Oh yeah, the website's susancagle.com, but my MySpace page is basically where all the action's at, because
right.
I do like a live webcast on there from my performances in the subway. I'm still doing a once a week show in the subway up until things start to get really crazy and I can't play down there anymore. I'm trying to take advantage of that and play as much as I can. So Once a week, I'm broadcasting live from the subway on my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Susan Cagle. And also, you know, there's blogs up there.
And you're active.
Places to send me messages and all that.
Yeah, you're quite active in all your blogging and responding and writing your diary entries and things. So
yeah, I try to be. I mean, lately it's been getting a bit harder since I'm starting to do more touring and a lot more, like, you know, performances and stuff, which is really, really exciting for me.
Oh, yeah. Now, right now the tour schedule is small, but that's just because?
Well, because, you know, I'm recording the studio album.
Yep.
And also just trying to get the word out for the subway recordings through, like, you know, media, you know, like radio shows and TV shows and all that. And then hopefully the touring will start very soon, because I'm really excited about doing that and anxious to get that going.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It'll be interesting. Like, I wonder if you could make a quick stage setup that's kind of like a subway.
It's funny, because we actually did something like that. We did the,
oh, really?
We did a concert at the Supper Club for radio execs, and they set up the screen behind us that was playing footage of the subway.
Beautiful. Oh, that's
like, they clipped together like a small video segment of like different subway spots and people rushing past.
That's cool. That's cool.
I kept being tempted to look behind me because I didn't actually see it before I started playing. So see, like, what you got going back there? It was cool.
See if you recognize a face or two passing by. That's cool. What's the strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the subway?
The strangest thing?
Well, one of them. I'm sure there's many, many.
Oh, my goodness. I think the craziest thing for me is just all the interesting people. And when I say interesting, I mean, like, in extreme ways. Like, just, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, they grew up with me in a lot of ways since I've been doing it for so long with my family that it's almost like they know me, you know what I mean? So a lot of people come up and start talking like as if I'm their best friend and I have no idea who they are, but it's just, it's cool. I love it. But the other crazy things is like, you know, sometimes there's some really mean musicians that you have to encounter who like are really challenging and you have to like be, you know, battle for the spot. Or other times.
Do you have like a musical duel, or you just
a what?
Like you know, the devil went down to Georgia. You take your instrument and sing, and they take theirs and sing, and whoever's better
that
stays.
Happened to me once actually, because we were playing, and there are these guys who were just so aggressive and so mean, and they were like, "We're gonna play right now," even though I was scheduled to play, and they like set up like right next to me and started playing. You know, as loud as they could. So then I was like, I'm not going to stop playing. I'm going to keep playing. So it was like battle of the band in a weird way.
That's the way those boys tend to get, you know. All competitive all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you're a beautiful-looking young woman. I imagine you get...
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I imagine you get... Do you have security?
No, I
You hear
don't.
What I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? The daddy voice inside of me is coming out, even though I'm not...
That's so sweet of you.
I'm not a daddy, but...
It's so funny, though. This one time we were playing at 34th Street, and this guy came up, and he was like, listen, I want to be your bodyguard. I want to help out. Like, let me be security. So I was like, okay, sure, whatever. This was like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, during our set, he was like standing on the side, like, you know, standing guard. And then after the set, we were packing up, and I went over to him, and I was like, thank you so much. It's really sweet of you. And he was like, what are you talking about? Where's my money? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, you're not going to pay me for all my work? And I was like, he's like, you better pay me, because I got a gun in my pocket. Da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, my God. What have I gotten myself into?
Yeah.
You never know, like who's going to...
No, I recommend you get a professional bodyguard.
No, I know.
One with credentials.
I hear you.
Because, you know, you're going to...
Yeah, no, so. I hear you on that, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and sounds like you're away from your folks. Do you still see your folks?
Or? You know, I bump into them occasionally. They are...
But no planned meetings or anything like that.
No. I mean, you know, I'm very much a fixture in my... Because it's a huge family. I have a lot of brothers and sisters, so I'm definitely... I'm like the older sister, you know, protector, keeping a watchful eye on them, making sure everything's okay. So I'm definitely in close contact with my family on that end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, roots don't die.
I hear you.
You know, we might die them, but the roots don't die.
No.
Let's see. So what are you listening to these days?
Huh, I'm listening to this guy, Alexi Murdoch. I bought his album when I was in Kentucky, and it was really interesting. Been listening to the Weepies. I've also been listening to some Gillian Welsh, which has been really cool. And she's like really like heartland country, like old school country.
Yeah,
though, you know?
Like Appalachian.
Yeah, which I think is pretty awesome. And just trying to expand my knowledge base of music a little bit and getting into some really interesting, like non-mainstream stuff.
Yeah, that's what. That's definitely what our station and mostly my show, we're all about independent labels and artists such as yourself, you know, somebody not just jumping at the first chance to make a little bit of money and, you know, so.
Yeah.
And that's how I bump into a lot of the folks that I tend to have conversations with is just, you know, doing good things. And certainly that's where your CD fit in. The story, of course, is very, very interesting for anybody who wants to get a little more familiar with your tale. They can check out your MySpace or your website or, you know, listen to this interview. And I hope you get plenty of conversations down the road from a lot of more famous folks than I. But
This is fun. What
do you mean? I like to do interviews. That just seems like I want to know, so what do you think about the war and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to know it. I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
I want to know about music only, really.
Exactly.
And fun. Like, do you play wiffle ball down in the subway?
No.
Oh, man. You got.
I can't get a hang of that.
Oh. Are you a Yankee fan?
No, not really. I'm not a huge sports fan, to
You don't
be
have
honest.
Any time.
I went to a Yankee game during the time we were recording the album. Someone invited me out, and that was really cool. That was, like, my first baseball game ever.
Oh, my God.
It was fun.
Oh.
But I still don't know, like, all the positions and what's what and the names of everything.
Yeah,
you
know? We got to get you to know that stuff. That's important. And here's my look on baseball.
Okay.
And why baseball is better than life sometimes. Ready?
Okay.
Because I know that sounds real dumb.
Go, I want to hear this though. Go ahead.
Well, you know, in baseball, when you're hitting, you get you know, strike one, strike two, right? Now, let's say in life, two strikes, not a good thing usually.
Right.
You're screwing up pretty bad.
Okay.
So, in life, when you have strike three, you're done.
Right.
You know, you're in jail, you're dead, whatever the bad thing is. But strike three, you know, you're fired, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Well, you know, even if you're kind of close, but you're still just, you still are on the fringe of being doing that same thing again. But in baseball, if you foul them off, you get another chance. And another chance to keep succeeding and trying.
That's true. You know what? I agree with you now.
So I don't think I'm describing it well, but I know how I feel about it. And that's how I feel.
That makes sense, though. I mean, I wish, you know, I had my chance to do my...
And you do. You were following off a lot of pitches by playing, you know, in the subway here and subway there and fighting off the mean boys and all that stuff for this.
Mm-hmm.
And you got signed to a big label.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're with, what, Columbia?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you're not messing around. You know, and I hope they take good care of you.
Thank you.
And so the new album that's coming out that you're working on today, that's a studio version of this Subway recordings?
Some of the songs are going to be, you know, remakes in the studio. But I think, I mean, there's so much more material that I've been working on, like new songs, that I think that maybe like only like three max will be also on the studio album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet. I don't know.
That's the good part. You don't know.
Exactly.
And
thankfully, I have a little time to figure it out and think of all the little odds and ends that I want to put on there and make it really cool.
Because this, you know, the Subway recordings is out, barely out now.
Exactly.
So when do we expect marketing on, or this to come to market, the studio album?
I don't know.
Okay, so not
I
even
have
a time?
No idea.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Just, you know, working on material and trying to make that transition from... like live performing artist to studio artist and being able to translate what I do live and the feeling and the emotion that I experience when I perform in, you know, down to into the studio.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Because
it's fun. It's good though.
I agree with you.
That's like one of the, you know, things that comes with the territory of being an artist is like the whole complete thing. If you can get all that down, then I think that's like a huge plus, you know?
Yeah. I think you have the hard part down already, which is being good live.
Right.
I think that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that you're going to get into studio, can you be as good there?
Right.
And, hey, we'll see.
Yep.
You know, only time will tell, and I think you're going to have a lot of time to try a lot of different things, and that'll be cool.
Exactly.
And that'll be cool for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think good luck, good fortune, good health.
Thanks so much.
And, you know, I think good things for you down the road.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for your time. I don't want to take up too much more. I know you're busy and you barely have any free time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You know, I will. What I'll do is I'll play a little bit of it on my show.
Okay.
And then I'll podcast it off my website.
Sweet. Thank you for having me.
And look forward to reading up on the new history of you.
Okay.
All right.
Definitely.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.